saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Warren Zevon on Radio 9 with new music now from Maggie Rogers. Jimmy Fallon. That's Maggie Rogers. The song is 1-1 off her new album, Surrender. And that's new music here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is not new music. These are the string-alongs, and they're going to string us along until news time in just a few seconds. Broadcast. broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. Japan and other G7 nations expressed concern over China's military actions around Taiwan in retaliation for a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. FSN's Patrick Falk has the details.
Well, the state-run Global Times has been detailing extensively what the military actions are about and what weaponry and other assets have been deployed. And one of the things that's talked about today is how the missiles that were fired from China over Taiwan the day before showed that China had the ability to hit targets in the Philippine Sea like aircraft carriers that may try to intervene. That was without a shadow of a doubt a reference to the USS Ronald Reagan, which has been ordered by the Pentagon to remain in that area to monitor the situation. It is expected to remain tense in the coming days. Separately, reports are saying that Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi canceled a face-to-face meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Yoshimasa Hayashi, on the sidelines of an ASEAN gathering in Cambodia after the G7 issued a statement expressing concern about Beijing's threatening actions.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia is ready to discuss a prisoner swap in the case of a detained American basketball star. It came a day after two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was convicted to 9 years in prison in Moscow on drug charges. FSN's Gabriel Fahmy reports from New York.
The swap would involve a Russian arms dealer considered one of the world's most prolific. Viktor Boot, nicknamed the Merchant of Death, is serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S. for conspiring to kill Americans. The White House came out publicly to offer the swap in recent weeks, but Russia had long said legal due process had to be completed first. The negotiations would take place through a special channel set up by the two countries' presidents. Griner was arrested last winter in Moscow after officials found cannabis oil in her luggage. Her lawyers have said they will appeal her sentence, which might extend the process further.
Three more ships carrying grain left Ukrainian ports. It's the second time ships have left the area under a UN-brokered deal with Russia to address the global food crisis. FSN's Sarah Walton reports.
The three ships were granted permission to leave ports on the Black Sea by a joint coordination center run by both Ukrainian and Russian officials, as well as the UN and Turkey. They'll be inspected in Turkish waters before being unloaded at ports in Turkey, as well as Britain and Ireland. It's estimated some 20,000 tons of grain was trapped at Ukrainian ports following Russia's invasion in February. The blockage left some countries reliant on exports from the region facing starvation and added to rising food prices across the world. The first ship to set sail under the new deal left on Monday, bound for Lebanon.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Brothers getting us started here in the 1 o'clock hour, 108 Much More Music Time. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. You can make a request right now. Go to Jay Thurber Show on Facebook and Twitter and bleep bloop your comments to me. And we will do what we can here in this hour, playing all the greatest hits from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. Support for this broadcast? Well, I'll just let Eric O'Brien tell you about it.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support comes in part from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Gervosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you. And coming up later on in this hour, we will check your radio calendar. One event I can tell you about is McKeesport International Village. We'll be getting underway Tuesday at 3 o'clock out at Renzi Park in McKeesport, not too far from where our studio is located. And that, of course, is a three-day ethnic food and music festival. I had the schedule, the entertainment schedule up here just a moment ago. We can go to internationalvillage.info and get the entire schedule. You can also see what nationalities will be represented there. Fireworks on Tuesday night. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 until 9 each night. Ethnic food and music at McKeesport International Village. Jay Thurber will be there helping out with the video broadcast, trying desperately to look important and famous.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Unsuccessfully, of course. I just can't help myself. Here are the four tops off that Motown Power Bowl of Hits on Radio 9.
Knievel leaps over seven 1946 Studebakers later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
I'm telling you now. I'm telling you right away. I'll be staying for many a day. I'm in love with you now. when I say I love you, I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, 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 through. I'm telling you now, I know it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure. I'm in love with you now.
And if I did this correctly, I will have Billy Camino on the line. Billy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir. You hear me?
I can hear you fine. How are you doing?
Hey, awesome. I want to send you a Gwen Camino from the Valley of the Sun. And we are here with a gathering of Yenzer Zonies, that is Pittsburghers that live in there. Yeah, in Arizona. And what we're doing, we have a pool party and we're doing some grilling. And of course, there's only one thing we have for entertainment between Phoenix, San Diego, and Las Vegas, and that is you, brother.
Oh, thank you so much. What's the weather like out there this morning?
Well, it's freezing once again. We'll only have 108 today. So for our pool party, what we're going to do is we wanted to request a something for my friends, Punk and Judy.
Yes, sir. What did you want to hear?
And we'll take anything you got by Three Dog Night, but I got to tell you something. We had a vote here as to who we wanted to listen to today, Mr. Tiger, and all three of our guests voted for you.
Aww. Well, thank you very much.
It's a crowded pool party, I'm telling you.
You having any refreshments out there for your pool party for lunchtime?
Yeah, just adult. So, you know, if you want a sarsaparilla, swing on by. Okay, adult refreshments.
When can people hear you here in Pittsburgh, Billy Camino?
Well, we wander into the schedule on Thursday evenings, and then we're on Fridays. I think that would be 3 o'clock your time, Eastern Standard Time. And then we finish up on Mondays. Let me double check my exact times.
He's got to go to his big booking book there. We're talking with Billy Camino.
Well, anyhow, checking on Mondays, and you'll catch the the live show is only here in house. But we strive to be the liveliest non-live show on internet radio,
and that's only on Tube City Online Radio. I should make sure people know that they can't hear that on FM. They've got to get that on the internet. Thank you so much. We'll get some Three Dog Night on for you, Billy. Thanks for calling.
Without equivocation.
Take care.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. A little bit of Rolling Stones, and we'll get some Three Dog Night on for Billy Camino and Punk and Judy in just a couple of minutes. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in the Keysport. It's 117.
One, two. All right.
The Rolling Stones on Radio 9 at 1:21. Much more music time. New music from Tame Impala off their new release, The Less I Know, The Better, coming up. After we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Operation USA is a Los Angeles-based international disaster relief and development agency that helps communities at home and abroad overcome the effects of disasters, disease, war, and poverty. Over the last 43 years, they have delivered more than $450 million in aid for relief and development projects around the world. They are 100% privately funded and have a five-star rating from a major national charity rating agency. They are currently responding to the Ukrainian refugee crisis. The Russian occupation of Ukraine continues. Operation USA is giving emergency cash grants to community-based partners in Poland and surrounding countries and is coordinating the delivery of in-kind material aid to displaced Ukrainians in Eastern Europe. Here are some ways that you can help. You can go to give.opusa.org/Ukraine to start a fundraiser of your own, or you can donate directly to Operation USA by going to opusa.org. That's Operation USA, give, and it gets there. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, and an assortment of colored and textured papers. They're delicious, as a matter of fact. I've enjoyed all of them. Absolutely. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding. I thought that was paddling at first. No, it's padding. Stapling, tape binding, comb binding, and coil binding. Kinky. For more information, visit cmu.edu/tartaninc or call them at 412-268-4828. That would also be a good name for a tattoo parlor, wouldn't it, Tartan Inc.?
Steel City weather.
Here's the forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. What is the matter with me? That would take too long. It's only a three-hour show. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 84 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, 70. More of the same Sunday, partly sunny, high 86 with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Monday, partly sunny, high 86, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tuesday, high near 84 right now. Just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience, 76 and overcast in Beaver County, 79 in Washington. It's 79 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 75 right now at WRCT with new music from Tame Impala.
Together, she was born and to travel.
actually came out a few years ago, but it is making the rounds on TikTok again. That's Tame Impala off of their album Currents here on Radio 9. And
now at your neighborhood Quality Isleys, get savings you can't afford to pass up. This week at Isleys, get quality fresh, always sliced to your order chip chopped ham for only $1.29 a pound. That's right, $1.29 a pound, a savings of 40 cents. And now show the world that you have great taste in quality ice cream and foods. Choose an Isleys or Sweet William t-shirt, available in all sizes for just $1.39 with any purchase. So shop Isleys today for quality and money-saving prices.
Jay Thurber,
the Balls of Pittsburgh Radio.
Send this one out to Billy Camino and his crew. It's Mark Lindsay with Arizona.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? You're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo. You'll be the Countess May. You can believe in Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, it's 1:31. We're at the halfway mark. Right back where we started from. Maxine Nightingale is.
Ooh, and it's all right, and it's coming home. We gotta get right back to where we started from. Love is good, love can be strong. We gotta get right back to where we started from. Do you remember that day?
That sunny day.
When you first came my way, I said no one could take your place.
radio. Nine. It's out of sight.
Teenagers on Radio 9. Take you to Jamaica now, 1970. This is Bob Andy covering Joe South on Radio 9.
Your fate. And furthermore, to hell with hate. Come on and give me some more, more, more. Na 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 na. Oh, talking about you and me, yeah, and the games people play. Turn around and look at what you see. Oh, what is happening to you and me?
Jamaica, was born Robert Anderson, but went by the name Bob Andy, probably one of the most influential songwriters in Jamaican history, passed away a couple of years ago of cancer. I'm Jay Thurber, and I don't know, did you guys see this story here, by the way? Speaking of the games people play, you may have seen the video of Colin Whitty of Mount Lebanon, who had his picture taken with Bob Nutting, the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They bumped into him at the Home Plate Club on Wednesday. Colin, who just graduated from Mount Lebanon High School, asked Mr. Nutting if he could have his picture taken with him. Mr. Nutting said yes, at which point... at which point Colin opened his Pirates jersey to reveal the t-shirt underneath that says, "Sell the Team." This morning's Tribune Review reports that the video of Colin getting his picture taken with Bob Nutting and the shirt "Sell the Team" has now been viewed 1.8 million times on Twitter. Whitty says he blames Nutting for the team's failures. Nutting has owned the Pirates since 2007 and has presided over only four winning seasons in that whole time. The team has not won a postseason series during Nutting's tenure. He is especially critical for not spending enough money to bring in better players. The Pirates have the third lowest total payroll in Major League Baseball. Whitty is heading off to Indiana University in Bloomington, where he plans to study sports journalism, and said he will return in the summer to watch his favorite team play at PNC Park and maybe even write about the Pirates someday. So the young man who had his picture taken with the shirt "Sell the Team" with Bob Nutting has been viewed 1.8 million times on Twitter. The Pirates did not respond to a request from the Tribune Review to comment on the incident that happened Wednesday. We do have a song to play for Colin.
All right, are we ready? A one, two.
Here they are, Kit Heath and the Cool Pits Oscillators.
If you want to win some games, nothing from Nutting leaves nothing. You gotta spend something if you want to win some games. We don't need to win a World Series. We'd be delirious if you just didn't suck. If you won't spend the bow, nothing from Nutting leaves nothing. And we're not lying, they're really bad. They're not contenders, they're losers. They're fan abusers, the worst we ever had. Games. We know you're making a profit, so get up.
gotta spend something if you wanna win some games. If you spend nothing, it's gonna stay the same. He's Bump Nutting, the guy who is to blame. He's a rich jagoff, and he doesn't feel no shame.
All right. Thank you very much. They're sending that out to Colin Whitty and his Sell the Team t-shirt and the picture that went viral of him with Bob Nutting.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
Going out to Billy Camino, sending this out to Puck and Judy from the Electric Crush. Here's Three Dog Night with an old-fashioned love song on Radio 9.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on.
An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song.
Dog Night going out by request. We're going to check sports and weather in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. Of course, PNS News for you at 2 o'clock. More music after this.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Radio 9, Million Dollar Weekend.
Mayfield and the Impressions on Radio 9. At 1:52, much more music time. New music from the 1975 coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your sports and weather. What else did I want to tell you about? Coming up at 3 o'clock today, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric takes you back through those great soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. With smooth, relaxing, and easy. And I believe today's special guest is regular Joe Hart, host of the Regular Joe Show. And I have no idea what they're going to talk about, but I'm going to be listening. And I hope you will be listening, too, to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, coming up at 3 o'clock here over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Coming up at 5 on 88.3, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5 is time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange on 88.3 WRCT.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Speaking of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mitch Keller allowed a run and 8 hits in 6 innings last night as the Baltimore Orioles beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 1-0 in interleague play. It is the Bucks and Birds again today down in Baltimore. Game time 5:05, and J.T. Brubaker, I believe, is scheduled to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Tony Gonsolin pitched 5 scoreless innings as the L.A. Dodgers threw a 4-hitter against the San Diego Padres, winning 8-1 on Friday night after honoring the late, great Vin Scully. L.A. manager Dave Roberts led the stadium in a call in unison of Scully's signature line, "It's time for Dodgers baseball." During a memorial service before the game, Scully died on Tuesday at the age of 94. Speaking of the Dodgers placed left-hander Clayton Kershaw on the 15-day injured list yesterday, one day after he left a start with lower back pain. That marks the 34-year-old Kershaw's second trip to the injured list this season. He was previously signed with inflammation in a pelvic joint. I've been in a pelvic joint a few times. Never mind, though. Cardinals over the Yankees 4-3. Red Sox beat the Royals 7-4. White Sox over the Rangers 2-1. Brewers over the Reds 5-1. And the Twins beat the Blue Jays by a score of 6-5. Friday Night Lights at Greater Latrobe High School Stadium was canceled last night due to severe inclement weather. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers training camp under the lights there at Latrobe's High School Stadium. They have had as many as 15,000 people out to see, witness those practices. But unfortunately, rain moved into the area about 75 minutes before the scheduled 7 o'clock practice, and then it picked up considerably. There were a lot of flooding in Westmoreland County last night. Steelers are back in action this afternoon, but not at Latrobe High School. They are practicing as usual at St. Vincent College. And the first Pitt game at the newly renamed Acrisure Stadium is a sellout. The Backyard Brawl will be held September 1st between the Pitt Panthers and the West Virginia Mountaineers, and the Tribune Review reporting that the game sold out within 15 minutes this week. The record attendance for any sporting event at the stadium, formerly known as Heinz Field, is 69,983. That was for the Pitt-Penn State game back in September of 2016. And the Steelers' record attendance is 68,574. Pitt is hoping that they are going to set a new attendance record at Acrisure Stadium. You don't just be sure, be Acrisure. You can be sure if it's Acrisure. That's September 1st for the Backyard Brawl between Pitt and WVU.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high of 84. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny on Sunday, 86. Monday, more of the same. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms, 86. Tuesday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 77 in Beaver County, 79 outside our weather window in downtown McKee. Sports, street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood, 78 right now, with new music from the 1975 to take us to news time.
She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into my hat. My imagination. I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain pants and verbal propellers. And my cancellation. Rambo and he was Paul Verlaine. My imagination. So many cringes and heroin binges. I was coming off the hinges, living on the fringes of my imagination. Oh yeah. Enough about me now. You gotta talk about the people, baby. Sydney East on the communist keisters, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk, and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staining the pages of the nation. Xanax and a new porn. Well, I take care of my kids, she said.
It's the new single from the 1975. It's from their upcoming album, Being Funny in a Foreign Language. I'm not funny in English or any foreign language. I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock. Every skin glow, call his ego
imagination. Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The proposal produces no meaningful reduction in the deficit or with inflation. Any suggestion otherwise is insulting to the intelligence of the American people.
Deb Fischer of Nebraska and other Republicans are pushing back against a $739 billion climate tax and health care package. The Congressional Budget Office acknowledged the bill's immediate effect on inflation would be negligible, but would decrease the deficit by roughly $300 billion. Democrat Ed Markey of Massachusetts called it the most significant investment in climate action in history.
This bill will not correct every economic injustice in our society or rectify the economic disparities between big oil billionaires and working families, but it starts a process that we absolutely need to level the playing field.
Democrats want to use the reconciliation process by passing a filibuster. The chamber is delaying its August recess to work on the measure into the weekend. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra officially declared the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency 2 weeks after the World Health Organization did the same.
We're prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously.
Amid increased tensions with China over Taiwan, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says a planned intercontinental ballistic missile test launch has been delayed.
The lines of communication are still open with Beijing, and we're using those lines of communication.
The Pentagon also directed an aircraft carrier to remain in the area near Taiwan to keep an eye on recent test missile launches by China. Meanwhile, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the nation is facing many criminal and national security threats.
Whether it's gangs terrorizing a neighborhood, well-known trigger pullers who keep finding their way back out onto the streets, robbery crews graduating from carjackings to aggravated assaults, and worse, the violent crime problem is real.
During the oversight hearing, Senator Ted Cruz slammed his boot on the table as he questioned Ray about an alleged FBI list of symbols affiliated with extremist groups.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia. Well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Ray, what are y'all doing?
Ray said he was not familiar with the document. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making waves for suspending a state attorney general who pledged to not prosecute people under the state's new 15-week abortion ban.
When you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty. You have neglected your duty.
DeSantis also condemned Andrew Warren for his support of gender-affirming treatment for trans minors. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Wonderful Radio 9, where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Ain't it good, ain't it right, that you are with me here tonight? Music playing, our bodies swaying in time. Touching you, so warm and tender. Lord, I feel such a sweet surrender. Beautiful is the dream that makes you mine. Rock me slowly, take it easy, don't you know it?